Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Let's make ourselves smarter, shall we? We're going to make you smarter in a number of ways. One, we're going to talk football with Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk here in a second. Two, he's going to talk about all the books that you can read that he's written that will make you smarter, especially one for an ebook coming up here soon. Mike, happy holidays to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Hello, Mike.
Guys, how are you? Good to talk to you. Happy holidays.
All right, my friend. I need to go buy a book. I was thinking about getting Big Shield for my son. Let him go read that. So there's one. How am I doing that? And then what? You got anything else cooking?
Well, how old's your son? There's some words in there that he may not already know.
He knows him. He knows him.
Right. He's got to learn sometime, as James would say. Big Shield's at Amazon. You can get the print for $14.99. You can get the ebook for 99 cents, and that is the book that tells the tale of gambling, the mob, and professional sports, not just football, fictional league that is officially not the NFL, but there's some basketball, there's some baseball, and it's a lot of the stuff that I can't say it was ripped from the headlines because it predates the headlines. So I saw the potential for what was coming, and I got the book out there before it arrived, and I think there's a lot more stuff that can happen that could hurt the integrity of the NFL and other sports, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote it.
Gotcha. All right, so Dan told me you got a sweet deal coming up for some folks, too, if they want to hop online. True?
Yeah, I got a Christmas book that has been out for a couple of years now. And in the past, I've sold it and I've given the money to charity. This year, I've decided to make it free on several days throughout the holiday season, 5 days in all. Day number four is Thursday of this week, the 18th, on our way home. You can find it on Amazon, and you'll see on the 18th that it is free for the ebook, not the print edition. The print edition is a mere $9.99. That remains the same price, and it's a great stocking stuffer, and it just about would fit in a stocking. You got to curve it a little bit.
Perfect.
But you don't have to make any space for the ebook. You can get it free on Thursday, and I think the fifth day is next Monday, the 22nd. So making it free this year, and that's the one of all the ones I've written so far. That one's my favorite, and I've gotten a lot of great feedback about it. It has a very positive message. It was completely unintended, but it's in there, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing to get you in the spirit, and I think it also can help you if you've got some relationships in your life that have been broken and you're looking for a way to try to fix it. You're looking for a little inspiration to make the first move, or if you want to forgive yourself for failing to reconcile with someone before they passed on, I think that this will help encourage you to find forgiveness for yourself. And I think, you know, as hard as it is for us at times to forgive others, I think we have a lot of trouble at times forgiving ourselves and putting down that bag of regret and moving on with our lives.
Wow, it sounds like my relationship with my dad over the Browns. Now maybe at one point I'll forgive.
You're blaming your dad?
Yeah, I might as well. Nice. I mean, I got to let it go for my relationship with the Browns because he gave it to me. No, rest his soul. All right, what's going on with the Browns, my friend? Because we look here and we're trying to figure out if, Deshaun Watson's in a 21-day window. Is Kevin Stefanski also in a 21-day window towards the end of the season?
Well, we don't know because we never know what ownership is going to do. And what Jimmy Haslam has created, I believe, this is my opinion based upon all the things I've observed over the years, not just with the Browns, but with the NFL's other teams. I think Jimmy Haslam has created a scenario where he can meddle as much as he wants to meddle and trust that none of his lieutenants will out him as being a meddler. And, you know, there's a certain respect I have for Jerry Jones being the GM of the Cowboys in title, in name. He's out there taking the heat. He takes the criticism because he's making the moves. I've long believed that Jimmy Haslam is the guy behind the scenes who's got a ladle deep in the stew but doesn't want the fans to notice it because he doesn't want to have the criticism for all the things they've done that haven't panned out. So I say that because if you're going to blow it up, you better bring in people who can be trusted to, number one, let you meddle, and number two, take the heat for the outcome of your bad decisions. And look, Jimmy Haslam can say, well, I never told them to do this. I never told them to do that. You don't have to be that direct when you're the multi-billionaire owner of an NFL team. Anything you say, any question you ask, a facial expression, that sends messages that the people who are working for you are going to act on. So I think he's been too close to the action. I think he's been too involved in the decisions, and I think he wants to keep it that way. And if you usher out Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, who have done a good job of dealing with it, you're risking bringing in people who won't be quite so charitable.
If you're the Haslams, do you think that you should bring back these two guys? Or, and there's so many different areas to talk about this, Mike. Are they a package deal or are they not? And do you actually survive three wins followed by whatever this is going to be this year?
Generally speaking, I'm a firm believer in coach and GM being fused at the hip. I think a scenario where one guy could stay and one guy could go creates dysfunction, because when things go sideways, it doesn't become an issue of what can we do to make things better. It becomes what can I do to blame the other guy, subtly, discreetly, but inevitably. And that's one of the complaints coaches have, because they're down on the sideline working the game and they look up at the suite and they see the GM sitting next to the owner and they think, I wonder what they're talking about. I wonder what they're saying about me. I wonder what the GM is doing to blame me for the current state of the team. So I'm a big believer in both go or both stay. They survive together, they thrive together, or they fail together. Look, it all comes down to whether or not the Haslams feel like they have to make a change. You know, every team will act like the goal is to win the Super Bowl, even the Browns. At some level, oh, we're trying to win the Super Bowl. You want to keep the fans engaged. You want to keep them paying for tickets, showing up, buying all the overpriced stuff that they sell at the stadium, watching the games on TV. And there's a basic minimum you have to do to keep the fans engaged, because most of the fans are stuck with their fandom. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? They're going to deprive themselves something they love, even if it drives them crazy. They're going to go find another team. That doesn't work. It's like a family member. It's hard to disown a family member. So there's a basic minimum, and I think the bar is low as to what the fans will tolerate. Well, the bar is high as it relates to what the fans will put up with before they demand change. And I think that's the big factor here. Can the Haslams continue to fill the stadium with enough people to make the organization profitable? And do they feel compelled to make the change? Factoring in what I already said about Jimmy Haslam, I believe, wanting to be able to meddle with the team and have people there in those jobs who will let him do it and keep their mouths shut and not leak to anyone. Hey, you know, I wanted to do this. Like, I wanted nothing to do with Deshaun Watson. Surely there's at least one person in the organization, in the decision-making process, that wanted nothing to do with the Deshaun Watson trade, and no one has broken ranks to say that. That is impressive that Jimmy Haslam has fostered that kind of loyalty, that none of the people who could have said, it wasn't me, hey, I just want you all to know, it wasn't me, that's never happened. I mean, for the worst transaction we've ever seen in the NFL, and I'm not exaggerating, no Andrew Berry, no Kevin Stefanski, no Paul DePodesta, no leak saying, it wasn't me. They're all taking the heat together on this one.
Sorry, is that enough to keep both of those jobs for next year?
It could be.
Wow.
Could be again. Hey, look, it all comes down to what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Are you trying to make money or are you trying to win championships? Are you trying to make your fans think you're trying to win championships so you can make money? It would be ludicrous for a rational human being to pin his or her feelings of success on the question of whether or not they win the Super Bowl, hoist the trophy, and have a parade. Because you're not going to do it. The odds are against you every year. The odds are against every team. The team that wins the Super Bowl has defied 1 in 32 odds, in theory. That assumes all teams are equally constituted and equally equipped, and we know that's not the case. But still, that can't be how you define success. You know how you define success? Look at the balance sheet. That's success. Look at all the other stuff you can buy with the money that you make from the football team. Look at how many of these owners have these aircraft carriers that are floating hotels, right? That comes directly from – that's when you have so much money you don't know what to do with your money, so you want to show off to the world how much money you have and you buy this giant boat that you don't need. So that's the game. That's the game. How much money do we make? They're all winning. They're all winning their own personal financial Super Bowl every year, and it's all part of this grift of a competition for one team to reign above all others. They're all reigning because it's raining for all of them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What have you thought of Shedeur Sanders as a possible quarterback starter in this league moving forward?
Well, I mean, we've seen some good. We've seen some not good. And how much of it's on him? How much of it is on the lack of a supporting cast to really give him the help he's looking for? He's looked functional. He's passed the eyeball test for the most part. He's had some good plays. You know, Bill Walsh always said, if I see a guy do something once, I can coach him to do it all the time. Mm-hmm. And he's done enough things that you look at and say, all right, we got something we can work with here. So the question is, after the season, what are the options? How do they proceed? The options are Shedeur Sanders, Deshaun Watson, in theory, sign somebody in free agency, trade for somebody, or use one of the first-round picks on a quarterback. And I know there's been this belief that that's what they're going to do, but, man, if you could find a quarterback elsewhere, you don't have to scratch off that lottery ticket and hope. Number one, you don't have to invest the lottery ticket in the quarterback, and then you don't have to scratch it off and hope it's a winner. And we know what history tells us. It's a crapshoot. And the Browns' history tells us it's a crapshoot. From Brandon Weeden to Johnny Manziel to Tim Couch to whoever else they spent a first-round pick on that hasn't really panned out at quarterback position. If you can find a serviceable quarterback elsewhere and maybe start looking for the next Myles Garrett with your two first-round picks, you're better off. So that's going to be job number one. Once they decide what changes, if any, are going to be made to the power structure, the next question is, what the hell are we doing at quarterback? And I think Shedeur has done enough to be part of the conversation. We'll see what they decide to do.
When you look at Shedeur Sanders right now, and this is this is one of the themes that goes through my head. A lot of people here, or a lot of fans here, think Shedeur can be a franchise quarterback for the Browns, which would put them in the position that you just talked about. And as I watch him play, I think he's exciting and I think he's fun to watch. But in the back of my mind, I keep thinking they walked up to that microphone 143 times and no one said his name during the draft of last year. Do you think anyone across the league is feeling regret that they didn't take Sanders at this point?
Well, I don't know that they're going to admit to it. Look, what I was told in the immediate aftermath of the draft, because I didn't want to get into the whole pre-draft spreading of rumors about, because you never know when the rumors are being spread by someone who secretly wants to see a player drop so they can draft him, because that's one of the very real dynamics of the pre-draft process. Afterward, let's figure out how this happened. And one person that I know and trust and who was in position to draft Shedeur Sanders said he approached the process not as if he was being interviewed, but as if he was being recruited. Now, some guys are good enough to do that. Some guys aren't. And at the quarterback position where you're taking on extra responsibilities and you show up early and you stay late and you study film, the attitude of, basically, I don't have to kiss your butt, you have to kiss mine. And I'm not saying that was the attitude. I'm just trying to come up with another way to put it. That isn't going to fly because you have to be able to supremely trust the quarterback to be the guy who comes in and works as the manager out among the other employees, the leader of the team. And teams weren't willing to roll the dice. And I ultimately think the Browns made the pick when they did because they could know, you know, it's analytics. The gap between him and the next available guy is so huge, we'd be foolish not to accept this asset. Buy low, sell high. And hell, that's a possibility too. I mean, he could be traded in the offseason. I think their ambivalence toward him has been fueled in part by the coverage that he brings. It's almost like a Tebow mania light. It's one of the reasons why Tim Tebow couldn't find a home in the NFL after Tebow mania took the league by storm. Teams don't want those extra voices and forces and factors unrelated to talent and ability influencing decisions as to who should play and who shouldn't play. And I think that's been, even though Shedeur Sanders didn't really create that deliberately, that's part of the thing that makes him potentially unattractive.
Mike, your gut tells you the Browns are looking for a new head coach, a new general manager, neither or both.
I don't have a strong gut feeling that they're going to make changes. I don't have a strong gut feeling in that regard. Now, Paul DePodesta leaving, was it because his contract's coming up and he jumped before he could get pushed? I don't know. Was he truly ready to leave? I don't know. You know, the problem is with so many situations like this, nobody ever tells the truth. Nobody ever comes out and says what's really going on, right? And we'll see. I would probably be surprised because what's different about this year? What is intolerable now that, you know, the Browns haven't been doing? They've had a couple of accidental playoff appearances, and that was enough to get Kevin Stefanski two Coach of the Year trophies. What's so different about this year that justifies making, you know, big changes? They went all in with Deshaun Watson. It blew up in their faces. It robbed them of three first-round picks plus guys who could be key parts of the team right now. We're living with the aftermath of that disastrous trade. Why did we expect this year to be any different? I guess that's the way I look at it. So why should Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski be fired if we're still living in the jet wash of that horrendous Deshaun Watson trade?
Mike, as always, happy holidays to you. Thank you again, Father of Mine, Big Shield, Quarterback and Future Playmakers. Those are all available where you can get your books, and go check those out as a gift. But special gift on Thursday on our way home is an ebook free, right?
Free charge. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. There you go, Mike Florio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.